Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Shifting gears now, talking about all things to do with retailers. And this comes on the back of two major retail companies that shared updates in recent days. Just over 24 hours ago, ShopRite gave us an earnings update, seeing a 12% increase in their revenue as well as sales. Checkers 6060 still shooting the lights out, seeing double-digit growth, upwards of 50%. And today, Woolworths came back to let us know that the food, fashion and beauty retailer is actually looking to see a drop in their earnings. So quite different to what we see from the likes of ShopRite, but also giving us some insight into their South African operations. So in a moment, we're going to speak to Zwela Kemguni, Chief Investment Officer at Benguela Global Funds. He joins us now via Zoom to give us some details on this story. And most importantly, just a few lessons that we can learn, because not only are we consumers and customers of these businesses, but in the world we live in, we can also be investors in these companies. And it's important for us to understand how best we analyze their earnings data and what it does tell us about the investment opportunity in these businesses. Mr. Mguni joins us now. Zwela Kemguni, Chief Investment Officer at Benguela Global Fund Managers. But Zwela, here, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Good evening, Goose. Good evening to your listeners.
Oh, it's always lovely speaking to you. You know, I always learn a lot, and you know, I have these conversations with you all the time to basically say that there's always a wealth of information that you have, and it helps us approach businesses and investments very differently. But let's just start with the retail space in South Africa. Despite the fact that we've been battling high inflation, electricity costs, the truth is meat is meat and a man must eat, and we still continue to buy groceries because they are need, right? For any household.
No, that's true. That's true. I think there's certainly been, we've all been under pressure for the last, say, 18 months with inflation squeezing all of us hard. And I think the retailers did do well, particularly in the food sector compared to the clothing sector, as an example. Mm-hmm. And we are getting to a point where that inflation is slowing down for the food sector. And we are starting to look through on the volumes that are coming through. And certainly, the picture still suggests that there is still a bit of weakness in the consumer. But as you say, food, I mean, always defensive as a business and as an investment opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's start with ShopRite, just to get some perspective on their overall earnings, the better of the results we've been witnessing. Sounds like they have scale working in their favor, but also adequate price points given the different divisions in their group.
Yeah, certainly ShopRite, I think if one looks at ShopRite in the last 3-4 years, I think they've executed very, very well. I mean, we remember during COVID, I mean, they led everybody with online sales. And they haven't given up on that advantage. They continue to do well on that. But I think when we look at their performance, I mean, it was strong. The SA supermarket was up 12% in terms of revenue. And it was driven by volumes and inflation. So inflation is slowing down, but they still managed to get some volumes to come through in their business.
And that also speaks to, I guess, that drive in e-commerce. Maybe let's focus on that for just a moment, because it's really continued to surge despite the fact that it hasn't turned profitable from my understanding.
Yes, but I think what they're doing is they are using the e-commerce business to basically gain access to the customer, and they are basically pushing volumes within the store, but on a standalone basis, that business is not making money. But it just brings them closer to the customers. The trust that they build through that relationship with customers, I think, is significant. And I'll make an example and say, before COVID, I mean, some of us wouldn't consider buying a lot of things at Checkers, but it's become actually the main place where people are going to buy compared to Pick and Pay, for example, where people are not going anymore. And so that online business is actually has been helpful in bringing their customers closer and creating trust within between them and their customers. And then you get the customers come to their stores a lot more and basically buying a lot more volume from them compared to their peers.
In comparison to Woolworths, I guess this is where Woolworths appears to be struggling and reporting lower earnings, not so much because of the South African environment, but that investment they made down under a few years ago, still catching up with them.
Yeah, I think Woolworths has made a lot of mistakes in their allocation of capital. And I think the food business within Woolworths is a very good business. And they've got good pricing power. Mm-hmm. And that business continues to do very well. I think it's what they call fashion, beauty, and home, mm-hmm. where they continue to struggle. And within that area, as you say, I mean, they left with Country Road after selling David Jones, which was a disaster. And they seem to be going through a rough patch on Country Road after a few years of doing well in Australia. So they seem to be coming under pressure, discretionary spend being under a lot of pressure in Australia. So the sales decline in Australia in Country Road. But I think if one looks at it over a 3, 4, 5 years period, that Country Road has done relatively better than actually if I consider their local fashion, beauty and home. That business has done relatively poorly, partly because Woolworths has gone into trying to play the fashion game mm-hmm. as opposed to sticking to their original strategy of being the basics provider in the sector.
This makes for an interesting conversation then, because some might argue or want to question which of the two is the better retailer. And I guess there's three metrics we can use here. Firstly, in terms of their investment potential and what the metrics in terms of their price earnings ratio actually show, and of course their dividend yield and the likes, and also I guess in terms of operational and strategic decisions, given that Shoprite did divest from a few markets in the continent versus what we saw with Woolworths in Australia not doing too well, and I guess a more easy question to respond to is the retail experience we all have, which would be subjective and everyone is open to answering that. But essentially, which of the two retailers would be a better investment here?
I'll tell you one thing before answering that. I'd say that if you look at the price multiples, you'd probably argue that Checkers is more expensive. I think it's trading at 23 times compared to Woolies. Trading at 14 and a half times. But if I look at the prospects, if I look at the execution in terms of the two businesses, I would still go with Checkers. I think, Shoprite. Mm-hmm. And the reason being that they've got a very laser-focused strategy around how do they provide affordability to their customers. And how do they also try and play in the higher LSMs through the Checkers brand and offering products that you may have bought at Woolies before? So they've been very good at tipping up into the higher income brackets, also as people were feeling the pressure, and they've built a trust. So I feel that if I had to choose between the two, I'd still go with Checkers. I think Woolworths has got a lot of work to do. The whole strategy around the clothing concession and them bringing third-party brands into their stores and hoping that it can move. I'm not sure if that's gonna play out very well, especially because now they're competing with the likes of Truworths, and those guys have got probably better scale than them. So I like the Woolworths food business. But I don't like the fashion business. And I think the Australian experience is probably still, the jury's still out there. So I'd comfortably go with Shoprite between the two.
Got you. Comfortably going with ShopRite between the two. But Zolaka, we'll tell you what, we're looking forward to seeing where the other retailers do show up in this regard. Of course, the likes of Pick and Pay, we know that they're still looking to unbundle the likes of Boxer and Spar, still dealing with that exit out of Poland. So there's a lot happening, but I guess exciting times for all of us to review what this does reveal in terms of the retailers. Always a pleasure speaking to you, sir. I know this is a conversation that can take place for hours on end, because there's always much to deliberate. Thank you again.
Thank you so much. Good evening to your listener.
Thank you so much. That's Zolaka Mnguni joining us there as the co-founder and chief investment officer at Benguela Global Fund Managers, giving us an update into the company earnings of the retailers that we have been witnessing, the likes of Woolworths and ShopRite, and how they've been performing of late on the back of their recent updates.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.